Today I'm going to share with you translations of narcissist to English so that you know exactly what you're hearing when you hear it. So let's just jump right into it. Number one, you're my person. I'll always be there for you. If the narcissist is not a parent or a family member, the love bombing and idealization phase will be the stuff of legends and rom-coms alike. Believe it or not, one of the biggest ways non-family narcissists get you to self-isolate is by promising you that they'll always be there for you and that they'll always have your back. It is often the first thing they will audibly say to you that will lead to this unfortunate situation. Why? Because a lot of people who end up in relationships with narcissists were also raised by toxic people and or suffered trauma during childhood. Well, that led to them feeling alone in the world. Without realizing it, this leads us to almost desperately seek someone who is willing to be our person, as in someone for whom we are the most important person in the world, in their lives at least. And whether or not this person is toxic because of our own issues developed in childhood, we are at tremendous risk of becoming codependent. This means that we grew up in such a way that we didn't feel loved and supported, and we're so happy and surprised that someone wants to be our person finally that we allow ourselves to be seduced and hooked by the idea of it, which brings me to number two. This person doesn't like me, and you need to choose me or them. Oh yeah, the old me or them thing. The ultimate ultimatum that no one should ever have to deal with. Sadly, is another common thing that narcissists say to make you isolate yourself from your family. Not only do they not want you to be with your friends, but they also don't want you to have anything to do with your family, especially when they might emotionally or otherwise support you. They will manipulate you into believing that your family and your friends don't seem to like them, or they will do something to make sure that's the case. And whether anyone they're pushing away actually said or indicated any issues with the narcissist, well, that won't really matter. The narcissist will literally say whatever they need to say to get your full and undivided attention, at least when and if they want it. Of course, if you don't immediately dump the offending person, the narcissist, without remorse, will pull out the old narcissistic injury card, and they'll tell you how hurt they would be if they were forced to leave you for not dumping this person. Now you're put in a position that leaves you with almost no choice, which of course brings me to number three. Your best friend did something awful. I just thought you should know. As you know, narcissists are pathological liars, and at times they are so good at it, they could even pass a lie detector test. That's because they have a very limited ability to empathize on a genuine level, and because they aren't likely to feel remorse. This is especially true when they feel upset and threatened, which they are bound to do when you're close to someone who isn't them. And your friends, especially your best friend, that person could be a serious threat to the narcissist's sense of control. That's why the narcissist will do the unthinkable to push them away. For example, they might make you isolate yourself from your friends by telling you that they're saying not so nice things behind your back. And you might believe them because since they'll focus this little campaign on your shortcomings and insecurities, you know. For instance, if you have a habit of laughing nervously, the narcissist will pick that up and not hesitate to tell you that your friends make fun of how you do that, how you laugh. And you can't help yourself at times, so you would immediately believe what the narcissist says. That's going to make you cut your friends off. Or, and this is the worst if you ask me, they might make up a story about a specific friend. Might be a total lie, but the narcissist would throw in enough facts and so-called evidence that you'll at least doubt the person in question, if not totally fall for the lie. For example, they might say your best friend made an inappropriate move on them in some way. This will follow the narcissist having told you or your friend that they found this friend attractive. And then they might have started little innocent flirtations in front of you, and later confided to you that your friend made a comment that turned them on, or saw or heard something that otherwise got their attention from that person. Even if you don't believe it at first, it's going to cause you to have little doubts about them in the back of your head, which will in the end cause you to pull away from them. And along with your own mind's ability to connect details and to feel protective of your relationship, this is going to change the way you feel about your friend in the end. And that is going to lead to a moment of desperation in which you cut off contact, either directly or indirectly, and that's exactly what they want. You'll lose touch, and before you know it, you're not even friends anymore. Meanwhile, the narcissist is getting exactly what they want, you isolated and under their full control. That brings me to number four. Your family doesn't think much of you, do they? Whether your family is amazing and supportive or painfully toxic, the narcissist does not want them in the way. That's why they will often say things to you about how they notice your family doesn't respect you in any way, shape, or form. Or they'll say your family uses you, or that they just don't care about you at all. They'll have evidence about it. They'll say they've seen this before, and they'll point out little idiosyncrasies that you'll start to hyper-focus on if you're not careful, such as the way your mom's left eye twitches every time you talk about your relationship, or the way your sister rolls her eyes when you talk about your dream of writing the great American novel. And to really put the nail in this coffin, the narcissist will do their very best best to exacerbate and exaggerate actual issues that you shared with them over time about different people in your family. They're going to amplify and magnify anything that you've shared and actively cultivate your self-doubt and doubt in general, your anger, the feeling of betrayal, all that stuff. This will begin to poke at you over time, and the narcissist will keep pushing it. Maybe even blatantly lying and saying things that aren't true, like I said, or things that have just a whisper of truth to them, just enough, you know, such as pointing out how the family's always talking about you behind your back. And since you probably already know that, like, every family talks about everybody behind their backs among themselves, you're going to assume that they're telling the truth. Why wouldn't you? What kind of person would want to intentionally push someone's family away from them? What kind of person would intentionally want to hurt someone that they claim they love? Yeah, that was a little sarcasm, but all joking aside, you will find yourself falling for this stuff, especially during the love bombing or idealization phase. If it happens later, you might even push the family away in order to show the narcissist how loyal you can be to them, or even to get them off your back. But only rarely will you consciously understand what is going on while it's happening, because the narcissist can be so sneaky and subtle in their manipulation. Speaking of which, that brings me to number 5. I'm the only one who really loves you, you know. It's us against the world. Yeah. This kind of manipulation might look different in different parts of different relationships. For example, let's say the narcissist in your life is your spouse or partner, and they pulled you in with promises of having someone on your side, or of a soulmate, or whatever your version of that was. But ultimately, you were brought in thinking you were getting your dream person. They're going to pull the old us against the world thing, which will initially feel really good to you because you're going to feel like you belong somewhere and like you're a part of something special, maybe for the first time in your life. Or if the narcissist was your parent or your parental figure, it looked more like, I'm the only person who really loves you, so you better do exactly what I want, or you risk being completely abandoned in the world. Love ya! In either case, it looks like if you don't do what I want you to do, you will be alone. And the narcissist knows instinctively that everyone's secretly afraid on some level of ending up completely alone and unloved in the world, whether we admit it or not. So in order to properly secure you as a source of narcissistic supply, they're gonna play on your very human fear of abandonment. And if you do happen to have a touch of codependency, this is gonna feel like a life or death decision, which the narcissist will seduce you into making before you even realize what has happened. You're angry? I don't need to deal with this nonsense right now. I will leave you alone until you get back to your senses and come back to me later. Translation: I know I'm the reason you're angry about my antics, but I don't care. I will never care. Don't expect me to apologize for my behavior, because I'm totally blameless and perfect. And you need me anyway, right? I'm sick of you accusing me of cheating. It's getting old. Translation: I don't get why you won't just get over it. Clearly, I'm cheating. We both know this, but I'm actually overhearing all about it. And I'm tired. I'm tired of having to pretend I'm not doing it. I mean, that's really not fair to me. You know, it's a lot of work to pretend that. I'll never take responsibility for it, because I'm gonna go ahead and expect you to tolerate whatever I throw your way. And oh, if you don't, yeah, I'm totally gonna act like I'm the victim in this whole deal. Yep. I want to be alone. Translation: I want to spend time with someone else and you are in my way. I've done nothing wrong. Translation: I've done all the wrong things. I've done everything you pointed out, and probably a whole lot more, if I'm being honest, which I'm not. I think anything I do is okay, because you know what? I'm the one who did it. And you know I don't do things that are wrong, right? At least not according to me. Also, why do you keep calling me out on things I actually did? I really don't like that. You have an anger problem. Translation: I'm gonna provoke you, poke at you, until you just can't take it anymore. Yeah, and when you finally do blow up at me for continuously disregarding your boundaries, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and say you're an angry, crazy person, because that way I can play the victim instead of actually accepting any responsibility for my behavior, because you know I can't be accepting responsibility for my behavior or whatever. I thought you were the last person I was gonna be with. Translation: I totally underestimated you, and I thought I could be with you while also doing whatever I want with whomever I want, while you patiently wait for me and on me, and you know, keep my house in order and whatnot. Cool? You are too sensitive. You need to have thicker skin. Or, can't you take a joke? Gah. Translation: I don't understand why you won't just accept my cruel and unfair criticism of you as fact. I mean, what's wrong with you anyway? You're gonna have to work so hard to get my attention again. Translation: you've caused narcissistic injury by somehow exposing one of my many flaws, and you're gonna pay for it by begging me for my oh-so-precious attention, while I blatantly ignore you and treat you like the dirt on the bottom of my shoe, okay? And while you're at it, listen. I'm going to make you feel like you're the one who needs to apologize to me. Can we get on the same page here? Because even though I'm the one who did something wrong, we all know the deal, right? You're crazy. It's all in your head. You need help. You're delusional. Translation: What you said is absolutely right. In fact, you hit the nail right on the head, but I'm not sure how you figured me out, and I really don't want to admit that you're right here. So I'm gonna make you feel and look crazy because this way, you're gonna be so focused on what's not really wrong with you, instead of what's wrong with me. That's such a good deal for me, yay! You're always saying the same thing over and over again. Translation, why do you keep telling the truth over and over again? I mean, I really don't like it when you call me out like that. What's the problem here? Gah, everything's all about you. You're so selfish. Translation, how dare you try to make anything about you? We've talked about this before. You know, it's all about me. Me? What? I can't have a little time alone once in a while? I have to be telling you I love you every 5 freaking minutes? Translation, you somehow interrupted something or someone I was doing, or I was hiding something from you, and now you're like actually asking me for some sort of validation. I mean, what am I, an actual human being? Come on. You would think that you would know by now that I'm the only one who matters in this flippin' relationship. What are you thinking about? Come on. Everyone says you're this, that, or the other thing, or everyone else agrees with me on this thing. Translation, I'm just pretending that some imaginary group of people are silently agreeing with me about, well, literally anything I say, think, feel, or do in regard to you and our relationship. Why? Because not only do I hope that you're gonna feel humiliated to just imagine all these so-called people who are all like totally talking about you, it's totally gonna help me prove my point. Oh, and also as an added bonus, telling you that everyone thinks bad things about you, well, guess what? That means you're gonna be further isolated, and you know what that means, right? Yes, indeed, I'll be more in control than ever. Boom. What? Oh, you're such a nice guy, or oh, you're such a sweetheart. Translation, because of your sweet, empathetic nature, I can totally get you to do anything I want by just manipulating your emotions. You're so easy. Ooh. OMG, you're so boring. Can we please talk about something interesting? You know, like me or whatever, because I'm pretty freaking interesting. I'm just saying. What? Translation, how dare you talk about anything you care about that isn't me, 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 me. You're not saying enough things about me. Hello? I don't like talking about things that aren't all about me, or at least me focused. What are you doing? Did I mention that I'd like to talk about things that are related to me? I don't think your glasses are working right. Translation, I know you saw what I was doing and you totally understood it correctly. And since I will not be accepting any responsibility for it at all, I'm just gonna gaslight you real quick so you can doubt yourself and your own perception of the world by claiming that something is wrong with your glasses. I'm smart, right? You treat me like a child. Translation, even though I do require you to take care of me and like do all the things for me and otherwise act like a parent in so many different ways, I have to pretend that you're trying to control me when you ask me where I'm going or where I've been or like anything else I don't feel like telling you right now. But listen, don't stop doing all those things that I need you to do or that I want you to do, because I'm totally gonna further abuse and manipulate you if you do. No, seriously. I never said that. You made it up. Translation, I totally said that. I did. But I'm not super happy that you're reminding me of it, so I'm just gonna pretend that you're insane so you'll start doubting yourself again. I like to watch you squirm. It's fun. I like it when you're confused. Do you know why? Yeah, because it keeps you busy. Because this way, I can do whatever I want while you're focused on whatever is wrong with you, which again is nothing. I prayed to meet you. I manifested you. You're my soulmate. For sure. Translation, I have this whole thing I'm gonna do here. I'm gonna make you believe that our connection is divinely inspired so that you're gonna feel like leaving me would like literally be doing something against God or the universe or whatever you're into. I'm sorry I seem to have done things to make you not trust me. Translation, I'm really sorry that you're calling me out on the things I've actually done, but I certainly will not be acknowledging the specific actions I actually committed against you or our relationship. I mean, yeah, I totally did those things or whatever, but I'm not into taking responsibility for them. So my fake apology, that's gonna have to be enough. And don't question me on this one. Accept it or I'll rage on you! Like always, everything that happens going forward is on you. Or the ball's in your court now. Translation, I guess we can be together as long as I can, you know, continue to be a horrible human being or whatever. And then you could continue to pretend that I'm perfect. Okay? Otherwise you're on your own toots, at least until I need another shot of supply from you. Okay, good? Okay. You just don't listen. Translation, I really don't like it when you don't go along with, well, whatever I want or whatever I say. You've got a lot of nerve to say the truth, as opposed to my twisted version of it. So I'm gonna focus on diverting attention from what's actually true by focusing on your hearing, because you can't hear right. You don't hear well. Why do you always insist on arguing with me about everything? Ah, Translation, why are you so obsessed with the truth? Despite the fact that I totally make up facts to back up my lies, we both know I'm superior. It's always my way or the highway, right? We've talked about this, right? Don't we know? Can't you see that I love you? Translation, why do you keep making me take responsibility for the things I've done to you? Isn't the fact that I use the words I love you enough to shut you up and make you pretend everything is okay again? Ah, why can't you just love me for who I am? Or, that's just who I am, I won't change for anybody. Translation, I want to do whatever I want to do. I want to say whatever I want to say. And I want to treat you however I want to treat you. I don't want repercussions, and I don't want you to notice or stop acting like I'm the best thing in your whole life, because what would I do with myself? And if you do ask me to stop doing something that you don't like or to compromise or bend in any way, shape, or form, forget about it. I am going to make you so miserable. You're going to be begging me for mercy. That's right. Why can't you just be like everyone else? Translation, why can't you just shut up and do whatever I want in any given moment? I mean, you can't read my mind. You don't just accept whatever I think, say, or feel as fact. I don't like this arrangement. If you can't see there's a problem with this relationship, well, then there really is a problem with this relationship. Translation, oh, look, we just entered the devalue phase. And guess what? I know you're a little shocked at how mean I've suddenly become and everything. But this is a cycle. Clearly, this is all my fault. However, you have to understand I'm never going to take responsibility. Therefore, I've decided, you know what? I'm just going to start making you question everything, including, oh, and especially yourself and your own inability to perceive the non-existent issues that I've just made up to confuse you. Boom. Weird. Your tears, they don't faze me, even though I'm a total empath. Translation, I really don't care that I hurt you. I'm a liar. I'm not an empath. Woo! You didn't expect that, did you? Ha ha. I didn't mean to cheat on you, it just happened. Translation, I refuse to accept responsibility for cheating on you. It's not my fault. I can't help it. Anyway, I'm not interested in your emotions. I don't care how you feel. Get a clue. I'm the most honest person you'll ever meet, or I never lie. Translation, I'm the biggest freaking liar on the planet. But you know, I have an image to uphold or whatever. I need to seem innocent and sweet and likable. Plus, I'm really good at lying to myself. Yeah, I really am. It's a skill. I do tend to believe my own lies when it's convenient for me anyway. So, you know. So you're making this about you now? Translation, I really don't care how you're feeling. I really don't care what's going on with you because as I mentioned previously, everything's always about me. Yeah, even when it's really all about you, still, me. The idea that you would think otherwise kind of peeves me right off. Okay, peeves me right off. I just want things to be good between us. Translation, if you don't behave the way that I want and accept all my lies and my crappy behavior and whatnot, you're making things not good between us. So it's going to be totally your fault that I will have to be mean to you and or leave again. Yeah. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did you recognize any of these narcissist to English translations? And if you did, what would you add? Which ones really resonated for you? And which ones did I miss? What are some of the things that your narcissist said to you? And what did they really mean? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.